Hello, I'm Dave Moore, and this is Pueblo's Podcast. For those of you who don't recognize the name, I've been in radio in Pueblo and Southern Colorado for over 30 years, on stations that date back to KCSJ with Pueblo Chieftain editor Steve Henson, also Kiddin' Country, KCCY, and Kickin' Country as well, most recently. And I thought Pueblo needed a podcast since Pueblo doesn't have a podcast. So over the next several episodes, we'll be talking about things of interest in Pueblo and Southern Colorado. You'll be meeting people that you will get to know on the podcast. It's going to be a very fun and interesting time, I do believe. And it's something that I think Pueblo needs. Puebloans are very proud of their city, and a lot of people outside of Pueblo don't know much about Pueblo. For instance, I lived in Denver for a couple of years, and a lot of people in Denver had either A, never been to Pueblo, or yeah, they drove through it on the way to Albuquerque, but really didn't know much about it. Or they went to the reservoir once in a while, but they thought it was hundreds and hundreds of miles away. One person even said, it's like 400 miles from Denver, isn't it? It's like, no, that'd be in the middle of New Mexico. And so for you to get a chance to know about Pueblo and to know me in this first episode, I've brought in an expert interviewer who is on Fox 21, does the anchoring on Saturday and Sunday evenings, is their primetime reporter on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. Her name is Carly Moore, and she happens to be my daughter.
Hi, Dad. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous. I've not been interviewed for a long time by a television reporter, so kind of go easy on me if you can.
Well, this is a little more casual setting than I'm used to. I'm wearing jeans. So.
Right. Usually you're decked out and interviewing people of importance, and now it's just your dad.
Yeah, you're important too.
Okay, well, thank you. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about this, and Carly's been very helpful in the background of showing me the ins and outs of the podcasting world. And so hopefully you'll enjoy this.
So I just have a couple questions here, about a dozen or so. They're going to start out as regular kind of get to know you icebreaker questions.
Okay.
And then they might get a little more weird or bizarre as we move along.
Okay,
so just
sure.
Whatever comes to mind here.
Okay, that sounds good.
For those who don't know Dave Moore like I do, maybe. And maybe
okay.
These answers will be new to me too. So would you rather live in the ocean or on the moon? And why, of course?
Of course. I would rather live in the ocean because being on the moon, you're so isolated. I mean, you've got a great view, but I think after running through the craters and stuff after a few days, you'd be kind of bored. Whereas if you lived in the ocean, you swim around, be careful not to get eaten by a shark, and, you know, lots of color and beauty in the ocean. I'm a tropical fish hobbyist, so it's a freshwater tank that I have, but I love fish and love watching them. And so I would much rather live in the ocean.
And you mentioned sharks, but you're not afraid at all about them.
I'm not afraid of sharks.
Would you be afraid?
You know, I've gone snorkeling off the coast of the Bahamas in the past, and it was on my honeymoon with my lovely wife, Brandy. Your mom. And the guy on the boat said, you know, we come out here every day and we haven't seen any sharks around here for a couple of weeks. And so, of course, the first thing that clicks into my mind is, well, aren't they about due then to come back?
Yeah.
Aren't they looking for a little food? But I think if you, depending on the shark, I mean, some sharks look for anything to eat. But I think, you know, you're swimming in the ocean and you just have to kind of be careful.
All right. If you were a superhero, which powers would you have?
I'm glad you said powers.
Okay, so multiple
powers. Because I've always, you know, thought about this. Would you rather want to be able to fly or be invisible? Mm-hmm. I'd like to be able to fly and be invisible. So, you know, you can fly around and no one will see you. I think there's an advantage to that. That way you don't have to, you know, if you want to fly out to Los Angeles and spend some time on the beach or to Hawaii, you just fly out there. You don't have to worry about luggage fees and plane tickets and parking at DIA and so on. You fly. And being invisible would be kind of fun, just to kind of see what people are saying, see if they're talking about you.
Would you have to spend the time flying? Like, is that your job or is it more like a teleportation? Because I would choose teleportation and just eliminate the process of travel altogether.
Just like poof.
Yes. Hmm. But you would like the journey?
I'd like the journey. I'd like to be able to, you know, and I guess you could speed it up if you wanted to, but I always am intrigued flying on an airplane. By the way, when I fly in a plane, it has to be large enough where flight attendant walks down the aisle and said, would you like another beverage? It has to be at least that big, which, you know, single engine, small little Cessnas, I'm out. But I enjoy looking at the scenery down below when you're not so far above the clouds that you can't see anything. But, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's, you know, there is something down there in Nebraska and Kansas and Oklahoma and stuff.
You can have an unlimited supply of one thing for the rest of your life. What is it?
Wow. Well, I think a lot of people, their first thought would be money.
Right.
Right.
I was going to say, don't say money. But if you say money, then all the other answers are achievable.
That's right. Exactly. You can, you know, give to people who really need the money, buy folks houses who don't have one. If it wasn't money, well, the fun stuff would be like chocolate chip cookies.
Right. But then you might regret that decision when you're hundreds of pounds later.
That's right. With 350 pounds and going, it's like, yeah, that's probably a good choice. Yeah, so money and be able to pass it out to friends and family and people you don't even know. Pay off layaways at Walmart, you know, like some people do from time to time at Christmas time.
Right.
That'd be cool.
My first thought was gas. But then what if there's a new technology later on, and now I just have this worthless life supply of something that we no longer use.
Right.
Because there's
fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I think it probably will be past at least my time, maybe not your time. I think the majority of cars will be electric or natural gas at some point, because there are some pretty cool electric cars. Tesla, pretty awesome.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of the one the other day.
I did. I'm expecting that for Christmas.
Okay. I'll work on that. I'll need a lifetime supply of money first.
Right.
What sport would you compete in if you were in the Olympics?
In the Olympics? If it wasn't the Olympics, if it was just what sport would you compete in, it would be football. It would be football. And I don't have to be the star quarterback or the star running back, but I just feel that's one thing I missed out on in high school is, being in a team sport. You know, I was thinking about working and paying for, 39-cent a gallon gasoline back in the day for my 55 Chevy. And so I was more concentrating on that rather than a team sport. If it was an Olympic sport, I'd like to be really fast in the 100-yard dash. Well, I'm not, but I'd like to be.
Yeah. And if you could choose any two famous people to have dinner with, who would they be?
Wow. And it can be living or dead?
Living or dead.
If it was possible for anything, it would probably... This is going to be a weird combination. Jesus and Garth Brooks.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it doesn't specify at the same table at the same time.
Right.
But that might be an interesting conversation.
Right. And I've spent some time on several different occasions with Garth backstage in my days in radio. And I got to tell you, so he's just a super nice guy. Just, he's not pompous or arrogant. I had a friend in radio who did a lot of rock and roll radio. And he said the guys that were on their way down were the toughest rock acts to get along with because they had had it with everybody and everything. But, every country performer that I've come across has just been amazingly happy and glad to see you. And I mean, I remember we went backstage to see Garth one night and there was, this whole huge amount of food that obviously was for the band and the road manager. What can I get you? Can I get you something to eat, something to drink? I mean, he was being a waiter for me and the guys and our wives backstage. So it was just amazing. And I do remember one thing. He and I, this was backstage at the Colorado State Fair. I think it was his last appearance at the State Fair in Pueblo. We were comparing baby pictures. I was showing him pictures of you and Brady
You
were little, yeah. And he said, this is my last tour, and I'm not going to go back on tour until his youngest daughter graduates from high school. And it was 2014, same year that your brother graduated.
Yeah.
And so in 2014, in that spring, he announced his world tour.
That's right. And we went.
We did. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So what was the last thing you recorded on TV?
I think one of the ones I recorded was Toy Story 3, which sounds kind of silly.
But it's a great movie.
One, two, and three were great. Four, Not so much.
You didn't like four?
I didn't like four. I think they should have stopped at three.
With the mean dolly and
with the spoon and yeah.
Forky.
Yeah, the fork sporky. Forky. Yeah, I didn't care for that. I kind of had a theory that a couple of movie writers were sitting around having a couple of beers one night, and one of them said, I'll bet you $50 I can make a movie about a spork, and it'll be a hit. And everybody else probably said, I've got 50 that says you can't, and...
And here we are.
And here we are. So, yeah, I think they should have stopped at three.
Well, the questions are getting a little more interesting now.
Okay.
How many pillows do you sleep with?
How many pillows?
Yes.
Only one.
Just one.
Just one.
Behind the head.
Behind the head. So, I mean, like if I'm sitting up in bed, I'll have a couple behind me and watch television and then click off. And then I just use one, though. That's an interesting question.
Yes. Well, here goes another one. So, list two of your pet peeves.
Oh, being the radio guy, and I'm not saying I speak 100% perfect.
I know where this is going.
But there's a couple of phrases that I just go, that's not necessary. That's a superfluous word. And that is, when you hear people on the phone, they say, where are you at? Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you can just say, where are you? Mm-hmm. At is just an extra word. That's a little pet peeve of mine.
You're also just back from third grade English. You're not supposed to end a sentence on a preposition.
There you go. Is that third grade English?
That's elementary English, I think.
Okay. When you were in school, did you have to diagram sentences?
Yes.
That's the other pet peeve. People teaching people how to diagram sentences.
Pink cloud over the adjective. Oh. A blue square over the noun, something like that. A green triangle over the verb.
Oh, we didn't have interesting stuff like that.
It was that's what it was. But
well, because we just had charcoal tablet when I was in school.
No, now they have iPads, so
right. You know, people say I'll never use this in my entire life, and I don't know anyone except for English teachers who use diagramming sentences ever. A lot of people say, well, I never use algebra, but I kind of use algebra all the time, you know, especially when I was in the radio biz. You'd divide, okay, how many songs do you have? Divide by, if you're playing three an hour over a 24-hour period, how quickly do they rotate? That kind of thing, you know, division and fractions and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I really don't use too many fractions unless I'm reporting on a technical story where I need to figure out. Maybe I'm reporting on statistics or something. I might have to figure out how many things happened, you know, in a certain time period. But
right.
I rarely have to use math, and I always get it double-checked, of course.
Right.
So what song would you sing at a karaoke night?
Oh, my gosh. One of the years we were at the State Fair, we actually had a gentleman who was helping us with our sound and had karaoke in as part of our booth. And I told Brady, your younger brother, I said, I think I'm going to sing karaoke tonight. I think I'm going to do Bon Jovi's Dead or Alive.
Oh my gosh.
And Brady goes, no, please don't. Please don't.
I can hear him now.
I'm wanted, dead or alive, on a steel horse I ride. But I never did.
Oh, okay.
So if I was going to, I still think about that song. That would be kind of fun to sing.
So what does your perfect burger, the question says or sandwich, but I know you're going to choose a burger, have in it or on it?
Perfect burger would be medium, just a little pink, cheddar cheese. I can add or subtract after that. I don't like tomatoes as much because they tend to make the bun squishy and
soggy.
Yeah, don't like that. So oftentimes I'll slide the pickles and tomatoes off to the side and eat them with a fork. I don't need sesame seeds on my bun, please. I don't know who the guy was who all of a sudden decided, pooh, mind blown, let's put sesame seeds on all of our hamburger buns.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. I can do...
Onions?
Purple onion is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could eliminate one thing from your daily routine, what would it be and why?
Getting up early. And a funny story related to that. Years ago, One of my best friends, J. Ralph Carter, he and I worked at KCCY for years and years together. God bless him, he passed away from ALS in 2009, 2 weeks after my mom passed away. And I had been doing overnights and middays, I think, at KCCY. We had lunch one day. He said, let's go to lunch. So he goes, I have a question for you. How would you like to do the morning show? Get ready for the dumbest question you've heard today. Oh, does that mean I'm going to have to get up early?
Right. And he goes, of course.
He kind of looked sideways and went, yeah. I go, okay, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I'd love to do the morning show. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Shifting gears here. So absolutely, I'd love to do the morning show.
I won't share mine because mine might exhibit a lack of hygiene.
I see. Oh, what? Doing your hair? Or
I would be so much more productive if I didn't have to use the bathroom.
Oh.
Because I don't count how many times I go every day, but I would be so much more productive if I didn't have to do that.
And have you thought about Depends?
No. Okay. Not yet. I'll save that for later in life.
Yeah, we'll shift gears there.
Even maybe stranger yet, this question. What smell do you hate that doesn't seem to bother other people or most people?
Tuna fish.
I don't like tuna smell either.
No. And mom will say, I'm going to have a tuna sandwich. You go, okay, just keep it away from me. And, you know, ultimately, you open it up and here it comes. Wafts. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to leave the room.
Someone, I'm not going to name names, had tuna in the edit bays the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And the only empty computer was right in that same one, so I had to endure that. So I'm with you on that.
I'm glad you share that. Yeah, yeah. Can't take it.
All right. If you would rename yourself, not Dave or David or Dave Moore, what name would you pick?
Oh my gosh, that's a good one. It'd have to be something like cool.
You know, I wish you could all see the gesture you just made.
Boom, with my hands like, whoa, like Rex.
Subtle jazz hands is what
or
just happened.
Alexander.
Alexander?
Yeah. What, something.
I think Rex is more.
Rex. Like cool. It has an X in it. Yeah, Rex.
Rex?
Yeah.
Still more, you'd keep the last name?
Oh, include the more.
With a name like Rex, you can just have Rex. You don't need, you can be like Beyonce. You don't need a last name.
That's true. Rex, and that's it.
Okay. Favorite. What is your favorite album of all time? All time.
Favorite album of all time. I know
you're a music guy, so.
I love music. That's a tough one. I would say if I only had to pick one, it'd probably be Abbey Road by the Beatles.
I think that's a solid choice.
Yeah. And Abbey Road, the songs, if you're familiar with it, they all kind of blend together at the end. They don't have, like, you know,
silence in between.
4 seconds of silence in between. And so that's really good. And, of course, the iconic picture of them walking across the street. And if you know the
conspiracy
that Paul was dead, you know, as they were walking across the street, they had all these clues. And like even on the Volkswagen, the license plate said something like if 38 or something like that, if indicating that if Paul would have lived, he'd have been 38. Paul was the only one out of step walking across the street there.
He was the only one barefoot.
Because they bury people in England with no shoes. He had a cigarette in his right hand and Paul is left-handed. So there were all these little clues about, it was a big conspiracy back in the day when Paul McCartney was supposed to have died, and they sold millions of albums because of those conspiracies on Sgt. Pepper's and on Abbey Road. If I could name two albums besides Abbey Road.
Hey, the question says one.
Okay.
Okay, no, go ahead.
If I could name two
runner
albums.
Runner-up.
I'm a runner-up would be, and it's kind of a greatest hits album, which is kind of not fair, but I think it was the first compact laser disc, they used to call them back in the day. First CD that I ever bought was Creedence Clearwater Revival Chronicle, and it had 20 of their greatest hits.
Another music question.
Okay.
What's your favorite country song of all time?
Favorite country song of all time? I think depending on the mood you're in, I think there's a two-way tie. They're both by Garth. would be the dance and Friends in Low Places.
Oh, I was thinking Thunder Rolls.
Yeah. The thing about Garth is that, you know, that piano lick right at the beginning of the dance, boom, you know, three notes and you instantly know here it comes.
Are you ready for the final question?
Okay, sure. And then I've got some questions for you.
Okay. So, final question. What is the one thing you will never do again? Done it once, never again.
I made the wrong choice. I sold one of the two cars I had back in 1990 when my wife and I were getting ready to buy our first house. Mm-hmm. And I chose the wrong one. I will never again sell a 70s era muscle car that I love, which I did. It was a 70 Oldsmobile 442 W30. And I should have sold my 85 Z28 instead. Yep, that's, I don't know if that counts. I mean, I've not ever jumped out of an airplane or anything like that, but to...
I have been skydiving.
Yeah, I know.
I'd do it again.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first time was the most frightening. I think. Now I kind of know what to expect. The person said, 1, 2, 3, go. I just froze.
So you're violating two of my I never wills, a very small airplane and jumping out of a very small airplane.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to turn the tables on you, Carly.
Okay.
Were born in Pueblo, raised in Pueblo, went to school in Denver at DU. But I have some Pueblo questions for you.
Trivia.
Pueblo trivia questions.
All right.
Just a few.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
And some of them are true and false, and some are multiple choice.
See how much I know.
See how much you know about Pueblo. All right. Pueblo has a park called Mineral Palace Park.
Right.
First of all, do you know the name of the lake in Mineral Palace Park?
Is this multiple choice?
No. That's a hard one.
I've heard the name of the lake before. It has nothing to do with Mineral Palace.
No, it does not. It's Lake Clara. And It was named after Clara Latshaw, who served on the first Park District Board of Commissioners. And she was instrumental in acquiring the land for Mineral Palace Park.
Okay.
Just kind of a side note.
Yeah.
Okay, true or false? There actually was a building in the park called the Mineral Palace. True or false?
False.
Actually, it's true.
No, it isn't.
It is. It was.
Because I've been in the. There's a tiny little building.
Right. They tore it down. The palace was actually built in 1891, and it fell into disrepair over the years. For some reason, people didn't use it or keep it up. I don't know if it just cost too much, but it was closed in 1935 because of poor condition. Estimates indicated the cost of repairs far exceeded the worth of the structure. But you're wondering, well. How big of a building was it? Well, the measurements were 134 feet deep and 244 feet long, which is almost the length of a football field.
Oh, so large.
Large. Roughly about the size of a football field was the building. That's almost 33,000 square feet. Minerals were displayed in there. They had queen silver and king coal on pedestals and thrones there, a great stage. They opened it with, I guess, a lot of fanfare. The building's primary dome was 72 feet high. So, I mean, this was a huge building. I really encourage you, when you're done listening, to Google the Mineral Palace in Pueblo, Colorado, because it was just an amazing structure.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm there's a black and white photo here.
Yeah.
It almost looks like palm trees out there. I know they're not, but...
Well, they actually imported hundreds of trees from all over the country.
Oh, wow.
And kept them in, and all over the world, kept them in the park.
Wow, yeah.
So there you go. True.
True,
Is that question. Here's
one
another
down.
One down. Before the Thunder Wolf became the mascot of Colorado State University Pueblo, Southern Colorado State College and the University of Southern Colorado's mascot was the A... Cowboys, B, Indians, or C, Falcons.
I think it was B.
B, Indians?
Indians.
You are correct.
Okay, good.
Yes. Yep.
Whew.
Yep. And they changed it, when they became Colorado State University Pueblo. and they were affiliated, of course, with Colorado State University in Fort Collins. And so they had a naming contest, and I thought scorpions would be pretty cool because I'm sure there's a ton of scorpions out in the prairie.
A ton of scorpions. Yeah, I've never seen what a thunder wolf looks like in real life.
But yeah, it was the Indians way back in the day.
Okay.
Back in the 80s. This is a explorer question for you. You've heard of Pike's Peak.
Of course.
Zebulon Pike.
Yes.
He named it after himself.
Right.
All right. True or false, Zebulon Pike had a base camp that he built in what is now Pueblo. True or false?
It seems very far away, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say true.
It is true. It is true. In fact, I was reading a little bit about him the other day, and he and his men actually climbed what they thought was Pike's Peak when they went up there, but they were actually on the wrong mountain. They took a wrong turn, I guess, or something.
What mountain was it?
Oh, you would have to ask me that. I don't know if it's what's known as Cheyenne Mountain now, but it was a peak close to that. Mm-hmm. And he said, no man will ever climb Pike's Peak. And now, of course, we race cars up Pike's Peak, which is kind of crazy.
Motorcycles, people do a marathon up there.
Yeah.
And people hike up there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, do the 14er. That's one of the longest ones. If you do hike 14ers, that's about 13 miles one way.
Oh, my gosh. Zeb Pike was looking for the headwaters of the Arkansas River. And so they decided, this is a bad time of the year to do it, in November to head west toward the mountains. And of course they ran into severe weather and they spent quite a bit of time in Canyon City, in the what is now Canyon City mm-hmm. area, looking for the headwaters of the Arkansas. And they ended up going further north and west to the Buena Vista area. And they found the headwaters of the Arkansas River.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, got two more.
One.
You have two right, one wrong. Right. Very, very good.
Okay,
you're doing all right. Okay, Babe Ruth.
Oh, no.
You know Baby Ruth?
I know him.
From The Sandlot?
From The Sandlot. And also the sport of baseball, which I'm not well-versed in at all.
Right. Babe Ruth, true or false, Babe Ruth played professional baseball in Pueblo.
This question would imply that Pueblo once upon a time had a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before. Whether or not Babe Ruth played at it, I'm not sure. I'm going to say true.
It is true. Babe Ruth actually played an exhibition game in 1938 at Runyon Field.
Oh, wow.
In Pueblo, Colorado.
What, for what team?
I think it... I don't know if he actually played with the Pueblo Dodgers. They were called the Pueblo Dodgers way, way back in the 30s. And if you Google that about the history of Runyon Field, they have a list of baseball players that played at least one game at Runyon Field, including Todd Helton. And some of the other people, you're going, oh, my God, Yogi Berra from the Yankees.
Yeah.
And, of course, Babe Ruth.
Yeah. Wow.
And our final question is going to be a music question.
Oh, no.
We were talking about Garth Brooks earlier. True or false, Garth Brooks' first appearance at the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, Colorado, was on a free stage, which means you could, by free stage, I mean you could walk up and watch him play for nothing. Just your gate admission.
I would say true, because they still have the free stage now. True. Yeah, I think, because I know when we went to his world tour in 2014,
mm-hmm.
he didn't charge very much at all for even those tickets. So I could see him doing a free stage performance.
Yep. It is true.
Yay!
Congratulations. It was, at that time, I think it was called the Miller Amphitheater. I don't know who the sponsor is now. But they had made it's a grass area. And there were 10,000 people. I mean, they were elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, tucked in there, super tight. 10,000 people watching him perform live. And I had the opportunity to introduce him.
So was he was famous then. He was like the Garth Brooks?
The Garth Brooks, yep.
But he was well known by then? Or this
he
is
had,
like...
He had released, I think, The Dance had come out, Friends in Low Places, Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. Those had come out. And I'm not sure exactly which other hits of his had were already popular, but he was just on the upswing. And so, of course,
a rising star.
Yes. Jerry Robb and Judy, he was the manager of the State Fair, Jerry Robb was, but they, you know, saw that, you know, writing on the wall, and so they booked him for the next year to come back, and then he was at the grandstand. And, you know, and then, of course, you had to pay to see him then.
Of course,
but,
yeah.
Of course, they tried to downplay the amount of people that were at the grandstand the next couple of years because, you know, because of fire codes. You don't want Captain Woody coming after you. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Well, I'm glad I scored four.
Four out of five. I think that's very good. That gives a high five.
Woo!
Right there. Awesome. Good job.
I was sweating it for a little bit.
That's okay. Well, you know, we've been talking for a while about kind of introducing this podcast, and I appreciate you being part of it.
Of course.
As a friend of ours calls it, you stayed in the family business.
Yeah, I did.
So Carly's on Fox 21. She's the anchor on Saturdays and Sundays at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., unless there's a college football game that goes late or a wrestling match or something that they have going. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're their primetime reporter, and so you're on sometimes at 5, 6, 9, and 10. Most of the time at 9 and 10. And you do a great job, too.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And so this is Pueblo's podcast, but I wanted to give you a little background of my life in Pueblo and my history here and kind of my thoughts. And Carly did a great job with kind of pulling out those strange personality type questions. Anyway, I just want to thank you for listening. If you have any ideas, we'll have a website available for you to let us know about future Pueblo podcast subjects.
Yeah, that website is pueblos.wordpress.com. There's a contact form you can fill in and give us some ideas there. Or also, to make it easier on you, you can also go to Facebook and just search Dave Morse fan page, and there'll be a link there as well.
We appreciate you your input, and thank you very much for listening. This is Dave Moore, Pueblo's podcast. Be proud, Pueblo.